The civil unrest of the past year in this country caused some people to think of earlier protests in the 1960s. Turns out there is a link between then and now. An obscure law passed at the height of 60s violence has been used to charge racial justice protesters here in the 21st century, along with people who attacked the U.S. Capitol. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
In August, Kevin Foma was arrested during a racial justice demonstration outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement building in Portland. Prosecutors say Foma sprayed police with bear repellent, so the Justice Department charged him with a felony called civil disorder. Fast forward to Washington, D.C., January 6th, where a local Republican Party leader from Oregon walked up the steps of the U.S. Capitol. According to the FBI, Reed Christensen struck police with his fists, and, like Foma, the Justice Department charged Christensen with civil disorder.
How do we deal with that extremism?
Former Oregon U.S. Attorney Billy Williams was part of the federal government's response to protests in Portland last summer, and he calls the attack on the U.S. Capitol chilling.
What we're witnessing are the individuals at the extremes of the spectrum, either far left or far right. Both.
Congress passed the Civil Obedience Act in 1968, at the height of the civil rights movement. Among other things, it makes it a crime to interfere with police or firefighters working during civil unrest that blocks commerce or federal government functions.
The idea was to stop what those in Congress saw were the transgressions of the civil rights movement of the 60s.
Lisa Hay is the federal public defender for the District of Oregon.
There's overtly racist sentiments by the drafters of the statute.
During the last 30 years, the law was used in roughly a dozen cases. But in just the last year, between the Capitol insurrection and racial justice protests, federal prosecutors have used it in more than 125 cases.
Someone in the Justice Department decided that this is a statute that could be brushed off and revived.
And, Hay argues, the law is also unconstitutional.
The fact that the statute's being used widely proves really the point of our litigation, which is that this overbroad and vague statute can apply to so many circumstances, including innocent conduct, that it will chill the exercise of constitutional rights.
The Justice Department didn't respond to a request for comment. In court documents, prosecutors say the law is constitutional, and they say it's not racist. Prosecutors argue civil disorder applies to a defendant's conduct, whether it's a racial justice protest or what happened at the U.S. Capitol.
The decision, quote unquote, on this may be in the court of public discourse.
Margaret Russell is a law professor at Santa Clara University, where she specializes in civil rights and free speech. Russell says the most powerful legal arguments against the civil disorder statute would be that it infringes on the First Amendment. Though she adds, defense attorneys may have another goal in highlighting racist comments made by politicians who supported the law during the civil rights era.
That if the federal defenders and others are pointing out the origins of this law and the misuse of it and the likely misuse of it here, then it calls attention to reasons not to use this particular statute to prosecute people.
A federal judge in Alabama recently allowed a trial to move forward in which prosecutors used the civil disorder charge, saying it's constitutional. The protester in that case was found guilty this week. Defense attorneys say the charge was government overreach, but federal prosecutors no doubt are encouraged as they pursue both racial justice protesters and those involved in the January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.